Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Oh, got my intro just a little mixed up there, but that's all right. I'm your host, John Workman, excited to be bringing you episode 106, I believe we are today, 106, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend with your family, and hoping that you are ready to make the rest of your holidays bright. So just want to go over just a couple of things real quick right now while we are at it. Actually, just looking over this, we're at episode 10. Yeah, we are 106. I don't know. No, 104, 105. Yeah, 106. Going crazy here for a minute. Don't have my notes in front of me, but that's all right. So episode 106, and this week is the big week. If you are an apprentice or even a journeyman or a master looking to brush up on a few things, this week enrollment opens for the Apprentice Guide. So if you haven't gotten your free issue of the Apprentice Guide, go to electricianslibrary.com/apprentice guide, and you can get your free issue and check that out. If you want to enroll this week to have the Apprentice Guide delivered every month to your email inbox, then go to sesk-u.com and you can sign up for $14.95 a month. As I mentioned in the last episode, any product that we're doing here, Apprentice Guide included, is going to fund the development of Cody, our virtual electrical assistant. So head over to sesk-u.com to sign up and enroll in for the Apprentice Guide. So this week, today, I want to talk about proper lubrication. This is from Wire Pulling 101. So one of the most important questions that you need to ask yourself is to lube or not to lube? That is the question. Now, lube may or may not be needed depending on the pull and the wire that's being used. If you do need to use lube, be sure to choose the correct type. Now, different types of wire have different types of jackets made of different types of materials. You need to make sure that the lube being used won't have any negative effects on the cable insulation or jacket materials. Now, when it came to this podcast, I needed to make sure that I wasn't having any negative effects, and I want to talk to you about that for just a second before we get into the three types of lube available. Okay, so there are typically three types of lubes: liquid, gel, or wax. Now, most electricians think of the liquid kind that is usually in a tub or a squeeze bottle. It seems to be the most common type anyways. So use the liquid when you're dealing with vertical feeds like underground work or in any job where it's easy to pour from a jug into a spout. Avoid liquid. Now this might be one of those duh moments, but avoid liquid in overhead pulls where dripping is going to be an issue. Now, gels. Use gels when you have an overhead load, when you have overhead loads. Also, if you have slow-moving, high-pulling force loads, and when you don't want it dripping all over. Avoid gels when pulling communication cables in. The gel can increase pulling tension in these types of situations. Use waxes when the weather is hot, have overhead loads or slow-moving, high-pulling force loads, and once again, when you don't want anything dripping. Avoid waxes when pulling communication cables. This is another that can increase pulling tensions. These are just a few examples of how choosing the right lube can be critical to the job. Remembering these things or even creating a wire pulling checklist will no doubt save you time and money in the future. So hopefully these few tips on proper lubrication will come in handy for you sometime. And, these are some of the things that we're going to cover in the Apprentice Guide. And like I say, Apprentice Guide comes out, enrollment starts this week. So head over to sesk-u.com if you want to enroll for The Apprentice Guide. If you want to get a free copy and see what it's like, head over to electricianslibrary.com/apprentice guide, and I'll send you a free copy of The Apprentice Guide to your inbox. So thanks again for tuning in. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving once again. Look forward to the Christmas season coming up. And while you're preparing for that Christmas season, I hope you stay healthy. I hope you stay happy. But most of all, I hope you stay grounded.